Back at Chanute, it's time now for our halftime stats, brought to you by Robert's Foo Barnett Funeral Home. Supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. First for Coffeyville, they had three players score, Dontavius Boykin and Deron Davis, each with four, and Griffin Adamson with two. Coffeyville was 5 of 16 from the field, and that is 31%. They were 0 of 5 from beyond the arc. They did not attempt a free throw. They rebounded the ball five times and committed 13 turnovers. For Emporia High, Parker Leeds leading the way with 11, 8 from Jalen King, 4 each from Drew Hess and Sheldon Stewart, and then 3 from River Peters and 2 from Cooper Reck. Spartans 14 of 23 from the field at 61%. They were 2 of 7 from beyond the arc for 29%. They were 2 of 2 at the free throw line for 100%. 14 rebounds, and they committed 8 turnovers. Emporia High inside the arc was 12 of 16, and that's something Lee Baldwin mentioned in pregame. They were 12 of 31 from inside the paint, inside the arc, back on Friday night against Junction City. So that's a good percentage to look at. And I'm going to have to write that one down too. But those are your halftime stats, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. This is the Long Vine Auto Plaza halftime show, 32-10 Emporia High, as both teams getting back to warming up as Campus and Parkview out of Springfield, Missouri, finishing their warm-ups, and that'll be the next game here from Chanute. And then after that will be Chanute and Bishop Miege, so that should be a good one. Key to the second half for me, Emporia High still got to figure out to continue to do what you did in the first half. 11-0 run, had a 12-0 run, and keep it going. And then you're on to the finale tomorrow night against Andover Central. And I've talked to Lee Baldwin about that Andover Central team. And last year when he was coaching at Goddard, they lost by 2 points. And I know Lee Baldwin wants to try to get a little revenge on his former AVCTL foe in Andover Central. So this has been the Long Vine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Third quarter is next, 32-10 Emporia High. This is Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
The new year is here, and at Long Vine Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, like 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or 1,500 cash allowance on remaining 2022 Silverado 1500 trucks. Get 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or $1,000 cash allowance on a 2023 Equinox. And don't forget, we're looking for great used cars, too, so we are willing to buy your vehicle or give you our highest trade offer. Come see us today, or visit us online at longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
This has been the Long Vine Auto Plaza Halftime Show, brought to you by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longvineauto.com. Now stay tuned for the second half.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. Bobby D's. By the RV Dock, 618 Industrial. Repairs for your RV for over 23 years. And by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm Agent Pete Euler.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Emporia High with the basketball to start quarter number three, moving to the basket to my left. In their home white uniform, Spartans across the chest, red numerals, and a foul inside as Breck had the ball, and a foul on Coffeyville. Foul will be against... They put it on the board. Foul is on Aiden Karen as Reck with a layup is good. Reck has four. Lead is 24 for Emporia High at 34-10. 7:38 to play here in the third. Horner with the basketball here as Coffeyville moving to our right in their road blacks with purple numerals and a gold trim inside the Horner, and a layup is good by Aiden Karen. This goes to Horner as Parker leads the cup layup. Good. He's got 13 as Emporia High with an immediate answer. 36-12 Emporia High leading by 24. 7:08 to play here in the third quarter. 36-12. As here is Logan with the basketball right wing. As Adamson, double team. Adamson was on that bench for quite a while, and a foul on Emporia. It's a push. I believe that's going to go against Jalen King. See who they call it on. And they will call it on Jalen King. Actually, they gave it on Parker Leeds, his second. Team foul number one. Entry pass is up to the top of the key to Tunstall. Now right wing Horner here, skip pass to Logan, top of the key, deflected, and it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Coffeyville. 6:44 to play here in the third, 36-12 Emporia High. As Tunstall the inbound, he was also in foul trouble in that first half. Now right left wing over to Tunstall. Bounce pass over to the near side to Logan. Now right corner here is Karen. Now left wing to Tunstall. Sheldon Stewart with the assignment. Spartans in a 1-3-1 look. Right wing over to Horner. Horner needs some help with spin move at the top. Now they switch it over. They're switching all day. Deflected pass. Loose on the floor. And it goes in the backcourt. It's deflected. And it stays with Coffeyville as Logan picked it up. Here's Adamson. And he draws a charge. And guess who drew it? Jalen King. So Adamson picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number two on Coffeyville here in half number two. Emporia High with the basketball. 6 minutes to play here in the third. All Spartans in this one, 36-12. Sheldon Stewart now, Fred Jackson. Fred looking to feed it. Bounce pass inside to Cooper Reck. Cooper out to Parker Leeds, right corner, a three. That one is too strong, and the rebound goes to Adamson for Coffeyville. And another deflection by Emporia High, almost a steal by Jalen King, but it'll stay with Coffeyville, and they'll get it at midcourt across the way. So for Coffeyville, it's Logan, Tunstall, Horner, Karen, and Adamson. Horner with the basketball here on the near side. Cooper Reck on top of that 1-3-1 look for Emporia High. Horner looking for someone to deflect in. Cooper Reck with a steal. Cooper Reck to the cup. Layup is up and good. Cooper Reck has six. And lead is 26 for Emporia High. 38-12. 5:16 to play here in the third. If it gets to 30, we'll have a running clock in the fourth. Emporia High still bringing the pressure. Logan with it here on the near side right wing. Parker leads on Logan. Logan dribbling to his left. He's at the right block inside. Karen layup is missing. And the rebound goes to Sheldon Stewart for Emporia High. Emporia High gets it in the front court. Parker leads to the cup. Layup good. Parker leads has 15. His career high was 27 against Shawnee Mission South during the 2020-21 season. And the lead is 28 for Emporia High. And another steal by Emporia High. Sheldon Stewart, Cooper Reck all the way looking for a dunk. He'll just lay it up and in. Sheldon Stewart with the assist. Cooper Reck has eight. And it's 30. 42-12. Emporia High, 4:29 to play here in the third. And timeout. Coffeyville, it's a full. Let's take a 30. 42-12 Emporia High. 4:29 to play here in the third. Spartan basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Charlie's Place. They wish all Spartan athletes the very best this season. And Emporia State Federal Credit Union. They offer you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
42-12, Emporia High leads it. I want to thank John North Ford for providing a Nissan Altima for my trip down here to Chanute. And we'll have that Altima throughout the weekend. See the guys at John North Ford at 3002 West Highway 50 in Emporia. on the floor for Emporia Heights. They get some subs, and that's good to see. Jalen King's on the bench. Sheldon Stewart's out as well. Cooper Rex out as well. Drew Hess and Calvin Seeley, and also River Peters back in for Emporia High out of the timeout. Right wing over to Karen. Up top to Tunstall. Right wing entry pass inside Adamson. Adamson height advantage over Drew Hess. As they swing it top to key to, they did have some subs as Keyshawn Hayes back in for Coffeyville. He has the basketball right corner. Logan, he'll fire for three. That one's too strong. Rebound to Fred Jackson for Emporia High. Emporia High looking to run out to Seeley. Left corner, a three, too strong. Rebound in the hands of Adamson for Coffeyville. And Coffeyville looking to run. Down by 30. As they get it over left corner to Logan. Now left wing Hayes back to Logan in the left corner. Spartans in the 1-3-1 look. I mean, you got to still do that. Even though, and Coffeyville just threw it away here on the near side. As DeAndre Show back in for Coffeyville, the big man. As I believe Adamson sat down. 3:30 a play here in the third. Spartans up 42-12. Right wing over to Fred Jackson. Fred gets over Drew Hess. Right wing, he was wide open, didn't take it. Parker leads right corner. Parker in traffic at the baseline. Kicks it out to Seeley. Top to key. Skip pass over to Drew Hess, right wing. Drew looking to go to the cup. He'll lay it up and in. Drew Hess has six. And the lead is 32 for Emporia High at 44-12. 3:03 to play here in the third. Coffeyville will get Carthage, Missouri at 3 p.m. tomorrow. Emporia High looking to get in that finale. As it's looking like that's where they're going to play. Here's Hayes for three, right wing. That's off. Karen put back is up and good. Karen has four. 44-14 Emporia High. 2:40 at play here in the third. Parker Leach with the basketball right wing. Here's Hess, top to key. Hess looking to try to feed it inside. And a foul on DeAndre Shoeb. Shoeb with his second personal foul. Team foul number three. As Seeley to play it right beside assistant coach Jacob Kearns for Emporia High. Parker Leeds gets the inbound pass up top to Fred Jackson, swinging around to River Peters, inside to Parker. Parker in traffic. Parker floater on the way. He reversed, laid it up and in, and Parker Leeds, he loves this gym. He's got 17. 46-14 Emporia High, 2:15 to play here in the third. As here's Logan. Gets over to DeAndre Shoeb against River Peters. Shoeb kicks it out. Left wing, a three for Boykin is short. Rebound goes to Coffeyville. As Coffeyville lost it, but a foul. On, I believe this is on Emporia High. It's a holding foul on, they put three on the board. Or it's on Fred. Fred Jackson, his first. Team foul number two on Emporia High. And that will send DeAndre Shoeb to the free throw line. And first one is too strong. And he'll have one more for the 6'4 senior. Second one is too strong. Drew Hess grabs the rebound. 46-14 Emporia High. 1:52 to play here in the third. Parker leads it over to Fred Jackson. Swinging around the River Peters left wing. Inside to Fred. Fred looking to direct traffic. Baseline. Lays it up short. And the rebound goes to Shoeb for Coffeyville. Across the timeline is Logan. Logan kicks it out to Hayes. And the Shoeb with it. Left corner. Seeley with the assignment. Entry pass in the paint. Here's a floater for Logan. That's missing. Rebound Drew Hess. And the rebound goes out of bounds. And it'll stay with Emporia High. As checking in for the first time, and I did not have a number five on the roster for Coffeyville, as I got to go to the Ralph Miller Classic program, and I don't know who it is. I honestly don't know. There's no five on the roster. Drew Hess left wing, a three, missing. Rebound Fred Jackson. Fred in traffic, and he got his pocket picked. As they swing it out, and Seeley with a steal. Emporia High looking to run. Seeley out to Peters. River looking for the dunk. He slammed it home. River Peters with a two-handed flush. He has five. And the lead is 34 for Emporia High. 48-14, 40 seconds of play. As they swing it over, bounce pass inside the number five. Here's a shot missing by him, and the rebound goes to Coffeyville. Here's a floater for Shobe. That one's missing. Put back is good by number five. So I got to mess with the iPad, so it's 47-16. And a holding foul with 15.4 left. Let's see who the foul is on. It'll be the 14th foul on Coffeyville. Foul is on Adamson. That's number four for him. And I don't know why they put 33 on the board. He's not on the floor as Emporia High just turned it over with 6.2 left. As Emporia High will have some subs here, maybe. Should be on Shobe. They put 33 on the board, and now it's Adamson. 48-16. Coffeyville will have the last possession of the third quarter. We'll have a running clock. It's a 32-point lead. And they swing over. Shobe, right wing, a three. That one's short, and the rebound goes to Seeley. Seeley from half court. No. That'll do it for quarter number three. Emporia High leads it, 48-16. This one's going to go by fast here in this one. 32-point Emporia High lead, 48-16 to the fourth. Let's take a break. Spartan basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center in Manhattan. When you need an orthopedic specialist, call 785-537-4200 and go Spartans. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, he believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And Pizza Ranch, it's buffet done your way. With pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much more to love at Pizza Ranch. 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
KVOE, 96.9 FM, 1400 AM. All the sports you need, live and local.
48-16, Emporia High, as Emporia High will have some wholesale subs. Blake Spellman in, 6'1 junior. Nolan Jacob in, 6'1 sophomore. Aiden Skyle, 6'3 senior. And Drew Hess and Calvin Seeley also out there as the clock will roll here to start quarter number four from Chanute High School. Right corner, Horner. Now Davis with the basketball. And over the left wing, Josh Shobe. And Shobe almost turned over. Zach Becker is number five. And Aiden Skiles with a steal. Aiden Skiles and almost stolen away by Coffeyville. It'll stay with Emporia High as the clock will roll here in this one. So I did miss a two on my iPad. Here is Skiles, right corner inside to Calvin Seeley. Out to Spellman. Left wing to Jacob. Now Drew Hess with the basketball, left corner. Calvin, top of the key. Calvin looking to attack out to Nolan. Left corner, a three, air ball. And the rebound goes to Horner for Coffeyville. And Coffeyville just threw it away. As the pressure continues to be put on by Emporia High. 6:50 to play in this one, 48-16, Emporia High. Spellman now over to Drew Hess, left wing against Becker. They get over to Nolan Jacob, left corner. Bounce pass inside, deflected. Nolan got it back. Swing it around to Drew Hess, now Nolan in the left corner. I got to get all these subs into the iPad. Now Aiden Skiles with the basketball. Inside to Nolan Jacob, out to your Spellman right wing. Spellman, 15-footer right side switch. Blake Spellman, his fifth game of the season, has his first points of the night. 50-16, Emporia High, 6-10 and counting. The Spartan bench and a steal by Emporia High as Drew Hess got it back. And Emporia High still got it. Here's Drew. Drew gets it over to Jacob, and it's deflected. It'll stay with Emporia High. 5:53 to play and counting. Spartans up 34-50-16. As Hayes back in for Shobe. So it's Davis, Horner, Hayes, Jameek Shobe inside to Skiles. Skiles in traffic, floater is short, and Aiden's going to the free throw line for the first time this season. They're going to clear the lane. Foul is on Becker. That's his first. Team foul number 5 on Coffeyville. Aiden Skiles, 6'3 senior. First free throw of the season is too hard. Aiden had 2 points against Wichita Trinity back on December 9th. Aiden making a second appearance in here in the second semester. Second one is missing. And the rebound goes to Becker for Coffeyville. 50-16 Emporia High. 4:51 to play here in this ballgame. Emporia High going to be moving on to the semifinals. Take on Andover Central at 8:15 tomorrow night. As Horner, left wing, almost deflected. Here's Davis, right wing, a deep three. He hit it. And Deron Davis has been the main scorer for Coffeyville in this one. He has 7. A layup missed on the other end by Drew Hess. And the rebound goes to Horner for Coffeyville. As it, here's it, here's Shobe layup missing from point blank. Rebound picked up by Drew Hess. For a high looking to go. Here's Nolan Jacob, left wing, back to Seeley. 4:10 to play. Spartans up 31. They have led by as many as 34. Here's Skiles. Skiles in traffic. Floater on the way is missing from 10. And the rebound goes to Davis for Coffeyville. Halfway gone by here in the fourth. Poirier High. Here's Davis from 3. Missing. Rebound Skiles. Skiles back with the basketball. Top of the key. He'll fire for 3. He missed it. Rebound Nolan Jacob from Poirier High. A foul. Or they get a jump ball possession arrow. We'll keep it with Emporia High with 3:38 and counting up 31 at 50-19. Here's Calvin Seeley. Now Blake Spellman swinging around to Aiden Skiles. Bounce pass inside to Calvin. Seeley kicks it out. Nolan Jacob, right left corner, 3. He hit it! That's a Valiant Fiber 3. Valiant Fiber, always available, always fast, and always reliable. Nolan Jacob with his first bucket of the game. It's 53-19, back to a 34-point advantage, 3:10 and counting. A deep three left wing by Hayes is missing, and it's rebounded by Calvin Seeley for Emporia High. Now Drew Hess, baseline. Hess floater on the way, good. Drew Hess has 8. Drew has 8. 55-19, 36-point advantage for Emporia High. Davis, right corner, a 3, short. Rebound to Spellman for Emporia High. Emporia High looking to keep going, up 36. Seeley in to Drew Hess. Layup from the left side is good. Seeley with the assist. Drew Hess has 10. And the lead is 38 for Emporia High at 57-19. 2:23 to go. Blocked shot by Drew Hess. Actually, right corner, a 3 by Becker, missing. Rebound picked up by Shobe. And a foul with 2:14 and counting. It's on Emporia High. Foul is on. They got it on Drew Hess, his second. Only the third team foul on Emporia High here in the second half. And at the free throw line will be Jameek Shobe. First one is missing. As Coffeyville with a sub at the table. It's Dontavius Boykin, the 5'10 junior. Second one for Shobe. It is good. Did they get a lane violation on that first one? So the first one didn't count. So first one is good for Shobe. Second one is missing. Rebound Becker. And a foul. 57-20. Coffeyville with the jump ball, and they have the possession arrow. Minute 17 to play. All Emporia High, they lead it by 30. They lead it by 37. 57-20. Left corner, a three. That's good by Hayes. Keyshawn Hayes with his first basket. 34-point Emporia High lead at 57-23. Here's Drew Hess. Emporia High will be 9-2 on the season, taking on a very talented Andover Central team. And a foul at the top of the key as Spellman got bumped into by Hayes. Hayes with his first, team foul number six. And all Emporia High, it's not free throws, it should be ball out of bounds. They're going to play a baseline here to the left of me. Nolan Jacob will trigger it in. He'll inbound to Seeley here right in front of me. Gets it over to Nolan Jacob. Lee Baldwin is saying hold it. And Emporia High is going to bounce back with a big win here this afternoon, this evening, here at Chanute. Emporia High is going to be 9-2 on the season. And they start their run in the Ralph Miller Classic on a high note. And they will win this ball game 57-23 over Coffeyville, and they'll improve to 9-2 on the season. And it's a date with the Andover Central Jaguars tomorrow night at 8:15. At 8:15 tomorrow night, as Emporia High wins it 57-23 over Coffeyville. Coffeyville will play at 3 p.m. tomorrow against Carthage, Missouri. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll be in the Prairie Land Partners John Deere post-game show. Spartans win it 57-23 over Coffeyville. This is Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197. By Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. And by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law.